Quite a temperature contrast will likely take place across the Midwest as we move forward through the next full week. The reason for the contrast is much colder air will be pouring into the western United States over these next few days, and as it does, it's going to drop temperatures well below average in the western part of the country, while at the same time a surge of warm and moist air will work its way further to the north across the eastern United States. That means the Midwest will eventually become a battleground between these two air masses. And the odds are fairly good that as a result of their contrast, we'll likely end up seeing quite a bit of rainfall across the region. The first in a series of storm systems will begin to impact the Midwest as we move forward into the day tomorrow and on into Thursday. This system will likely come up from the south and impact Missouri and Illinois as we move from tomorrow night into Thursday, and the storm system will lift further to the north into the Great Lakes region as we move from Thursday into Friday morning. That storm system could produce anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain with some local 1 to 1.5 inch amounts. And the greatest precipitation will likely occur in portions of Illinois and as southeastern Missouri, the northern Delta, and perhaps a small part of Indiana. That storm system will be followed by yet another disturbance that will come up behind it, and this will likely start to evolve as we move into the weekend. This low-pressure system will form in southeastern Texas and bring rains into parts of the Delta again, and will likely see the precipitation quickly expand to the northeast, passing through much of the eastern Midwest, excluding Illinois and northwestern Indiana. And this will likely take place on maybe late Saturday into Sunday, and continuing a little bit on Monday. There will actually be a reinforcing storm system coming northward out of the Delta as we move into Sunday night and Monday, and that will bring some additional precipitation back across portions of Illinois and Indiana. And this time, enough cold air may be in place by that point in time that we could see a little snow accumulate in a small portion of the region from Illinois over to Michigan. Well, that's not the end of the storminess. There'll be yet another disturbance developing along the central Gulf of Mexico coast during the early part of next week, and it too will spread some moderate to heavy amounts of rainfall northward from the Gulf Coast region into a part of Virginia, while lighter rain and snow again impact parts of the easternmost Midwest. By the time we're done with this next full week of weather across the Midwest, we'll likely see moisture totals run anywhere from around a half to 1 inch from Illinois into Michigan, and totals from 1 to 2.5 inches from southeastern Illinois into Ohio, while 1 to 3 and local 4 and 5 inch amounts will occur south of the Ohio River in Kentucky and especially down into Tennessee. The storm systems that will come will also produce some snow eventually. We'll get more into the details of that probably in the next couple of days. The temperature outlook, as I mentioned before, will be one of contrast, and we'll look for the temperatures here the next couple of days to be somewhat on the mild side, with 30s and 40s likely across a big part of the region. But the contrast will begin as we move from Wednesday into Thursday. At that point, we'll likely see temperatures only in the 30s in the northwestern part of the Midwest, but 50 and 60 degree readings will occur in the southeast, and this will become even more enhanced as we move into the Friday and Saturday time periods, where temperatures in the teens and 20s will prevail in the far northwest, while in the 50s, 60s, and perhaps a couple of extremes getting up close to 70 degrees in the easternmost parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.